And now to Washington, where yesterday the Republican-led House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly, 383-33, to create a commission to study the feasibility of a museum on or near the Mall dedicated to women's history. Rush Limbaugh has an opinion. He says there are already plenty of museums for women all over the country. He said they're called malls, shopping malls. But support crosses party lines. Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn, Republican of Tennessee, is a co-sponsor. Yesterday she pointed out Republican women were behind the effort to get women the right to vote.
Seneca Falls, that convention, which, by the way, it was Republican and conservative women and the Quakers who called together the Seneca Falls Convention to start looking at the issue of suffrage.
Blackburn also pointed out that the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote, was finally ratified in her state, Tennessee, while the movement began in her co-sponsor state, New York. That co-sponsor is Democratic Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney. She joins us from Capitol Hill. And Congresswoman, this is an issue that's near and dear to you, one you've been working on.
It's one I've been working on for 17 years, if you can believe it, and a women's history museum is long overdue.
But as you know, there are a lot of questions. This has been proposed twice before. It sort of died in Congress. Why, first of all, do you think it's so important?
Well, I think it's so important that we explain to people and future generations understand what they owe to the many women that came before them, how hard they worked to gain their rights to help build this great country. But unfortunately, women's history is largely ignored and swept under a rug someplace. We are not mentioned in history books. Of the 210 statues in the U.S. Capitol, only 13 are female leaders. Less than 5% of the 2,400 National Historic Landmarks chronicle women's achievements. Just to give one example, everyone talks about Paul Revere. Well, Sarah Ludington rode even farther to inform her father and his regiment that the British were coming. But these stories are not told, and I believe it's important for our national history, and we need to inspire the young men and women who come to Washington with the stories of the people who came before them.
Well, as you know, your colleague, Representative Blackburn, points out that conservative women led the fight for women's equality. But as you well know, a prominent conservative woman is very much against your suggestion. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota voted against it and had this to say.
This museum that will be built on the National Mall on federal land will enshrine the radical feminist movement that stands against the pro-life movement, the pro-family movement, and the pro-traditional marriage movement.
Congresswoman Maloney, respond to those questions. Whose history goes into this museum? How do you decide? Will it be, as Congresswoman Bachmann said, a shrine to radical feminism?
Well, Congressman Bachmann is entitled to her own opinions, but not her own facts. And the facts are what Marsha Blackburn said on the floor. The abolitionist movement and the women's rights movement was led by Republican women. In fact, the author of the Equal Rights Amendment, Alice Paul, came from a very active Republican family in New Jersey. And her uncle in Philadelphia was in the legislature as a Republican. She happens to be a relative of my late husband, Cliff Maloney, so I know a great deal about her Republican activities and her activities for women's rights. Obviously, this will be a bipartisan effort. The commission that will put forward the plan and the siting and the funding arrangement will be totally bipartisan. Ms. Bachmann also said that it would take federal funds. We say several times in the bill, if she read it, that absolutely no federal funds will be used now or ever in the future. And the land will be purchased. It's true, the land we are looking at would be federal land, but we would purchase it at fair market value. So she was totally incorrect. And the system of the museum would be set up in a way that professional curators would be hired to tell the story. And museums are careful. They are providing the history. They must be accurate. And if they're not accurate, you have so many Americans that'll point it out and get it corrected immediately.
There are people who will want Sarah Palin in this museum. There are people who will want Michelle Bachmann in this museum. Angela Davis. Some women will want Angela Davis, African-American, who battled for African-American rights. This is going to be sticky.
Well, that's why we have the commission that is bipartisan that will then decide the structure of how these decisions will be made. It is my hope that it'll be nonpartisan and really focused on the facts and what is factually correct in telling the factual story of America. It's not only individual women and what they have accomplished, but it's also what women collectively have made happen in our country. And a lot of the efforts to improve the lives of children and the environment have been led by women. The movement for pasteurization of milk, for immunization of children, for the right to vote. But these decisions will not be made by politicians. They will be made by professional historians and curators.
That's Democratic Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney, along with her colleague, Republican Representative Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee. They're pushing for a Museum of Women's History on the Mall. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Robin.
And the proposal that was passed in the House now goes to the Senate, the proposal to set up a commission. Meanwhile, who would you want to see in a National Museum on Women's History? How about Sarah Palin? How about Margaret Sanger, who opened the first birth control center in the U.S.? Your thoughts, we'd love to hear them at hereandnow.org, on Facebook at facebook.com/hereandnowradio. Let us hear from you. You're listening to Here and Now.